Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Here's another way Carolina overcame the academic scandal. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Despite UNC missing its usual spot in the top 10 of the Learfield Directors' Cup, Carolina placed 13th, the Tar Heels finished atop an ESPN ranking of producing overall pro draft talent with their athletes since 2009. And while men's basketball had 15 NBA draft picks compared to Duke's 22, UNC had the most athletes drafted in all professional sports. As far as NFL draft picks go, ESPN called Carolina a football school, with 37 players from Butch Davis's and Larry Fedora's programs getting drafted, seven in the first round. And the football list is impressive. Mitch Trubisky, Eric Ebron, Jonathan Cooper, Sylvester Williams, Quentin Copels, Robert Quinn, and Hakeem Nicks were all first-round picks. Only Florida State had more among ACC schools in the final overall draft rankings. Duke had one first-round NFL draft pick. The Tar Heels went to the top of this particular ranking by having 32 and 26 players drafted, respectively, by Major League Lacrosse and Major League Baseball. 21 soccer players went in the men's and women's MLS draft. The total of 140 draft picks gave Carolina the ultimate score of 1705.4. Maryland from the Big Ten was a distant second at 1580.4. Duke was third at 1480. Notre Dame was fifth, Syracuse sixth, and FSU only 13th overall. Virginia at number 15 and Louisville at number 18 with the other ACC schools in the top 25. Surprisingly, Clemson with its 51 football draft picks didn't make it at all. And more surprisingly, Stanford, perennial winner of the Director's Cup, finished only 22nd in athletes being drafted by the pros. Very impressive over any period of time, but especially since 7 years of the decade, UNC was either on NCAA probation are under investigation with the academic scandal for which it was never penalized. That says Carolina coaches overcame negative recruiting they faced in almost every home, and most of their teams performed at exceptionally high levels. Not another top 10 finish in the Director's Cup, but this particular ranking came out at a very good time to show how well the overall athletic program performed under adverse circumstances to produce pro talent in almost all sports. This is Archansky. See you.